gonna be a good day. Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everybody present and accounted for. Roberta, say aye.
Aye.
Jennifer, say aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Richie, say aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
Do we have Maria? I didn't ask whether Maria was in.
We do not have Maria.
That's too bad. I'm going to have to set aside then a discussion of ladies and their tools for some time when both Roberta and Maria are here.
And beg your pardon, what kind of tools are you talking about?
In the meantime, in between time, this has been October is National School Lunch Month. There are a lot of people who, as the school year began, I remember more than once, as a matter of fact, Roberta, you and I talking about what Victoria takes to school.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me we've had conversations, Jennifer, about what you remember taking to school, and what your mother sees in the school cafeteria. Jennifer's mother is a school teacher at a high school. And what Richie's son takes with him to school. He's in his first year of public school. All of the discussion about what the right things are, this is sort of coupled with the focus that I have on, or that we have here, this is me, the stuff that at these farms, the good food, the wholesome. And so, remembering what happened in school back when I was a student and when everybody here, what about you when you were a student? What was there about the school lunches that you like? You can reflect on it. You can send us a quick tweet or something, connect on Facebook. I think, Jennifer, we ought to ask that question. We got a lot of things going on Facebook today.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a value. Peggy Lawrence is the director of school nutrition for a public school system in Rockdale County, Georgia, which is basically Atlanta. It's kind of like what Framingham is to Boston, I guess, or what the Hamptons would be for you, Roberta, on mm-hmm. Long Island. Jennifer, where you are is a sort of suburb of Los Angeles proper. So these sorts of districts, where they're, for the most part, a little better off than the core city, the schools would be. Is there lunch a lunch program better? We'll find out. Peggy Lawrence is from Rockdale. Did I say Rockdale? Yeah, Rockdale County in Georgia. And we thought we'd invite you, Peggy, to talk about what you're doing. You have gained prominence because you seem to know what you're doing.
I'll
give you credit. If somebody else won't, I'll give you some credit.
Appreciate that. You got to take credit where you can get it, right?
Exactly. Well, one of the things that Peggy is doing, and maybe this is a lesson for all of those who are parents, you can go to your school board and say, why can't we get this done in our school system? You basically serve all the local fruits and vegetables in the menu. You put the menu together every week, right, for the schools in that system?
I'm responsible for the menu, yes. We do our menu monthly. We publish our menu monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So how do you go about finding and promoting healthy lunches? Because it doesn't seem, we all think that students, when they go to school, they want pizza, they want hamburgers, they want junk food. So how are you able to be successful and stay away from that stuff?
Well, we don't stay away from that. I will tell you that we do serve those items, but we serve healthier versions of those items. And food manufacturers have responded to that in some respects and have, reformulated products to be whole grain and, low-fat cheese and the pizza and stuff like that. We also do a lot of our own cooking here in our system. So our pizza, for example, we make from scratch at our high schools and most of our middle schools. And so we still bake our rolls and cinnamon rolls from scratch. And so when you do that, you maintain some control. So we can add the wheat flour and kind of, sneak some of that in there. It's kind of a balance because you want the kids to eat healthier and everybody's all for healthy eating. And you can have, I can put together the best looking, healthiest tray out there for a child, but if they don't consume it, it really doesn't matter. So the idea is, to have food that tastes good, that looks good, and that's, of course, served by pleasant people. So that's a balancing act that we're all facing, all over the country. So
yeah. served good food served by pleasant people.
Well, so that's important.
Yeah, of course it's important. You get the kids to stimulate the kids.
What have you found as far as cost, being able to cook it yourself? When you say you do some of these things from scratch, how much more have you found that costs you, and is it prohibitive to do that?
Well, it actually saves money.
Really?
Remember how we had this conversation all the time, Richie?
Yeah.
You can fix with better food. You go get the food, fix it at home.
But when
a
you're
better
talking
meal
about
and you can buy it at a cheap fast food place.
When you're feeding 1,000 kids, though, whether that still stands
thousands
up.
Thousands and thousands of kids,
can you,
yeah.
Can you give us an example of how you save money?
Well, I mean, I can tell you, like, for example, say and I haven't purchased rolls in a really long time, a frozen roll, but the last time I had really analyzed the cost on that, it was about 3 times the cost of me being able to make a roll from scratch.
Wow.
So that's pretty significant.
So let's look at this, Doug.
Yeah.
The cost of having, I would imagine that if you have frozen rolls, it just takes one person to put the rolls into the oven and blah, blah, blah. Now,
right.
To make the rolls from scratch, that...
Still one person.
It's still one person.
Still one person.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, I mean, I still have that same person. And, I mean, without going into a whole complex issue with how, you know, staffing formulas and all that stuff for school cafeterias, which, you know, really is not relevant to you so much, but a whole big deal to me, of course, in running my business.
Well, it would be relevant to the taxpayers of Rockdale County or wherever else it may be done.
Correct. And we, you know, we look at that really seriously. And if you know, if I've got the employee there for X number of hours a day, whether they're producing a frozen roll or a homemade roll, you know, and then those are, again, I mean, that's just one example, but that's a choice that I've made, you know, for our program here. It also, it really, honestly, it makes the employee feel really good about what they're doing. There's a whole lot of pride to preparing food from scratch. I mean, if you just think about if you have people at your house for a meal, and you make something, and people sit down at your table, and they eat it, and they enjoy it. That feels really good.
Yes.
You know, so but that feels good for us on a, you know, on a big scale. With the, you know, we serve about 3.2 million meals. We did last year, you know, last school year. So between breakfast, lunch, and snack, like 19,000 meals a day. That's a lot of food. And so to do that in a way that people feel good about and enjoy being, you know, I love for my 6-year-old to come home and tell me lunch was the best part of his day. I mean, you know, sometimes I think he just throws me a bone when he says that, but he enjoys lunch. You know, he eats breakfast and lunch every day at one of my schools, and so that's important to me for him and the whole other 16,000 kids that, you know, that we serve.
So then if your message is to do it this way and it's less expensive, why is this message not being carried around the country?
Well, I think you're gonna, you're seeing huge changes in school nutrition nationwide in terms of how food's being prepared. You know, a huge push for scratch cooking. There's, you know, chefs working in schools. There's, you know, there's a whole big push nationwide. We're not by any means the only ones, you know, doing good things in school cafeterias.
I'm talking to Peggy Lawrence, who's the director of school nutrition in Rockdale County in Georgia. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted interject a question about the food, where it comes from. Because a lot of people think, and maybe this is true, it was when I was a student, the food came from government surplus. So it was all the worst of the worst. It was fatty. It was it was garbage. It was just... and so that's not the case anymore? Or you could take it if
it
you wanted it?
It is not the case. We do still get... commodities, USDA food commodities, that, to be honest with you, a lot of times are better quality than I can afford to purchase.
Mm-hmm. So you get them
free. We get them. We get, based on the number of meals you serve, you know, the prior year times of, you know, an allotment per meal.
Some crazy government
value.
Formula. Yeah.
And then we get to actually choose. So I can choose what's going to work for my school district. So I actually, like, I choose flour, for example. Now, a system that's not baking their own rolls or cakes and stuff, they wouldn't need flour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can, it's really come a long way, and it's a really, it is, the food's good. I mean, the food is really good and good quality. Like I said, a lot of times better than I can afford to go out and purchase on the, you know, in the open market through our bid process.
Does your program break even? Do you charge the students enough to cover the cost of the meal?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, we're charged with being able to do that. I've got to be able to do that, or I feel sure they would find someone else who could.
Could do it.
No.
Right, so then what do we need?
I mean, that's the issue, is you got to, I always tell people that I'm walking this line between the financial integrity of my program and the nutritional integrity of my program. And it's a real thin rope some days, you know?
The people who are following this are on traytalk.org. That's a website. You got to check that out, Richie, Roberta, Jennifer. traytalk.org, where this is all explained. So the discussion that we are having nationally about obesity with children's and parents, lack of focus on what they eat, is this impacting students? The reason I ask you, I was at my alma mater over the weekend, And I'm still taken back, although I think it's getting better, at the number of especially young women who are overweight. It's troubling. And we're very careful at the school about what's available to be. They have choices, but educating people. If do you have posters in the cafeterias that help youngsters understand not only what foods to eat, but where it comes from? Because we still have this problem of children not knowing the food doesn't come from the store. Yeah.
Right. Yes, absolutely. We have information available for students, and we work with teachers, and we do things, all the time to try to educate kids from all the way up, and grown-ups too. Mm. It's the grown-up. We as parents, and as other adults in the building with the kids, have to be setting an example and have to have the knowledge as well. So, and there's a huge disconnect between where food comes from. When I go into classrooms and talk to kids, I mean, they ask me if I drive a truck every day and go to Sam's Club and pick up food for our schools. I mean, they have no clue, that it comes from
dangerous
farms,
stuff. Dangerous stuff. Not knowing that sort of thing. Well, this is refreshing, Peggy. It was nice meeting you. Talking about school lunches,
thanks,
which lots of families are interested in what their children are eating at school. Some good lessons here. Again, the website.
Go eat lunch with your child. Go eat with your child.
Go to school and have lunch. That's a great idea.
Yep.
And my wife does it all the time.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. All right, TradeTalk.org is the website. Peggy Lawrence, Director of School Nutrition for Rockdale County in Georgia. Thank you very much for answering our
questions.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
And you as well. So it's National School Lunch. Well, actually, today's the last day of it, but this is a pretty interesting material there, don't you think?
Yeah.
In terms of
I wonder how many other people think like me and go, there's no way they can make their own food. It's got to be so expensive.
Isn't that sad that we're in that mindset now?
Yeah. Well, we've been taught that. That's what we're being taught. It's a 20 after the hour on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Let's do our birthday, Scorpios. It's Monday, the 31st of October. We celebrate Ron Rifkin's birthday. If you don't remember, he's Saul on Brothers and Sisters. That's the theme.
He was also on your favorite show, Alias.
He was the bad guy in Alias.
Well, bad guy, then good guy, then bad guy, then good guy, right?
Right. He didn't seem to know which... you didn't know as a watcher of the television show which side he was really on. If you remember the movie that had Samuel L. Jackson, Kevin Spacey, and it was called The Negotiator. That was pretty good, actually, quite a good movie. He was the baddie in that. I mean, he's really a baddie in that one.
He always plays the baddie, huh?
He plays the baddie quite a bit. Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
He's good at it.
But he's good, and he's a good guy in this one. At any rate, happy birthday to Mr. Rifkin, 72 years of age. David Ogden Steers, who was Charles on MASH. That's how he first became known to most of us. He's also in The Accidental Tourist, Harry's War. Oh, God, he's been around. He was the lawyer on a lot of the late Perry Mason movies on television. Born in the state 1942, so that makes him 69 today. Woo. Happy birthday to Michael Collins, one of the first Apollo astronauts. He commanded the Apollo 11 module on its first moon landing mission and remained in lunar orbit while Armstrong and Aldrin walked the lunar surface. He was born in the state 1931, so he's 80 today. As is Daniel Irvin Rather Jr., Emmy Award-winning news correspondent. Yes, Dan Rather is 80. Mm. Oof. Here's a hard one to swallow.
That one bothers you for some reason.
Yeah.
You keep repeating it a couple times.
Yeah, I did say that. Okay, anyway. Mm-hmm. Russ Ballard, guitarist for Argent. Born in the state 1947. Singer, songwriter. Hold your head up. He also was with an early group called the Roulettes. Anyway, he's 66 today. Most people remember this song from Argent. It was pretty much their only contribution to pop music anyway. So we have, Sally Kirkland, the actress, likes to get naked a lot.
Yeah. Well, we have two birthdays. She was in the movie MASH.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
She played Hot Lips in the movie.
Yes, that's right.
Right, Richie. Very good about that.
One of my favorite shows.
All right. Bob Siegenberg, the drummer for Supertramp. I say it was 62 today. Deirdre Hall, who appeared with us a few weeks ago, started her career in Days of Our Lives. And a lot of those, the movies you were talking about earlier today. Yes, she was very pleasant. Had a nice conversation with her. John Candy, who's no longer with us, birthday was today, Richie. I thought you might like that info.
Yeah.
Jane Pauley, who became famous as the anchor on the Today Show. She started out with David Letterman in Indianapolis at the same time. He was the weatherman. She was the female anchor.
Oh, cool.
How many people knew that? She's married to cartoonist Gary Trudeau, if you didn't know that.
The Far Side.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the Far Side.
Tony, no, it's...
the other one, yeah.
Yeah, right, the other one. Tony Bowers, bass player for Simply Red, 59 today. Richie's playing Holding Back the Tears, which certainly is appropriate for that group. Larry Mullen, Jr., drummer for U2.
Yeah.
He's a hottie.
50. He's a hottie, is he really?
Oh, yeah. Is
he? Grammy Award-winning musician. Let's see here. Another Day, Stories for Boys, I Will Follow. New Year's Day, I like that song.
Good stuff.
From them. Yep, happy birthday to them. Daryl Worley. You know him, Jen?
I sure do. He's a country boy.
Yep, he is 47 today. Adam Horowitz. For the Beastie Boys. Guitarist and rapper, 40 whatever, it's his, 47, born this day, 1966. Anna Ella Lewin from Bow Wow Wow is 45 today. She's no dog. Maybe she is a dog.
Identity theft is on the rise. Travelers beware.
Especially in the world of wireless, it is a very serious problem.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Guard that laptop like a purse or wallet. Don't leave it open in your hotel room.
You might want to make sure that you have a cable lock for your laptop, which basically doesn't let anybody open it when you're not around.
Travel expert Peter Greenberg says he's vigilant in internet cafes.
Who's sitting next to you when you're sitting at that counter? Who's sitting next to you when you're sitting at that stool who can literally just look over and see you type in your name, maybe even your password if it's not encoded, or even worse, they can read your credit card statements online along with you. All you need is that account number, the expiration date, and that three-digit security code, and you are compromised.
Try to only use your debit card at a bank and don't throw away anything personal in a public trash can. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, some good news. I like good news. Barry Manifold has donated $300,000 worth of musical instruments to his high school, Joplin High School, Joplin, Missouri.
That's kind of cool. I like
it. Last week in the stadium there, the band students, apparently the band was in such bad straits. See, this is good and bad. The good news is that Barry Manifold had $300,000 to give
barely
him for.
Barely bad enough?
Hence, yeah. So he gives the money to the school. How many other schools around the country are having the same problem because the federal government, in its quote-unquote wisdom, has stopped funding phys ed programs, music programs? So the problem here is that we got dependent on them in the first place. And then after that, then they take it away. So all these programs, and many of them, have been canceled, scrapped. Some of the great things that I learned in school had to do with music, had to do with what music does. Music.
Yeah, you learned to play the kazoo.
I did, as a matter of fact. So you know why. I don't know what there
masterful
is about that.
Masterful performance.
Charlotte's over in the chair sleeping, and she wakes up and looks over here.
I bet.
You should see the expression on her face.
She's trying to say, shh. Wow.
Here's another one.
I'm surprised anything you do surprises Charlotte.
Really? You're trying to tell us his dog has never attacked you?
No, Charlotte never attacked me. No.
Never. Yeah. It's coming. One of these days.
She loves me.
Once she gets a little bit senile, just bam.
All right,
she's going to lock on and not let go.
Oh, my God.
She smiled. I got the squeeze and I stuck it in her nose.
Charlotte, go ahead. Kill. Bite, Charlotte. Bite.
All right, it's Halloween. And so we are thinking about things to do, suggestions for parents for their children, and maybe suggestions for what you put in the trick-or-treat bag based on a survey done this year. Survey suggests, this is not, I don't know why it is that this is surprising, only 1% of youngsters polled wanted fruit.
Yeah. Weird. 1%. I would think that'd be number one. And I bet that one guy that voted for it doesn't have any friends.
1% said they would like salty snacks.
Oh, that's scary asking for that on Halloween.
Right? 2% said they'd like baked goods, like granola bars.
Baked goods?
No.
Right. They were all from Colorado. No,
with razor blades in them.
Yeah. Anyway, children can tell, they say, when they are being given old candy.
Oh, and how is that?
Well, I don't know.
But
I'm not sure.
But they can't tell until they get home and rip it open.
I wouldn't have thought. I bought, you know, I love Three Musketeers candy bars. And everyone said, maybe once a week I'll give myself, depending on kind of what else is going on with me, I'll buy a Three Musketeers candy bar. And if you buy them in the convenience store or gas station, something like that, they are always stale. Oh,
really?
I've had one of those where they're in the rack under the sun.
Forever.
They've
melted and reformed.
Right.
I have to tell you guys, thinking back to Halloween and trick-or-treating, there was always that old man who gave out dimes. Mm-hmm. Didn't like him very much.
No.
Even though my dad thought it was great that he would give me a dime, but I just thought it was ridiculous that he gave me a dime. I just wanted candy. And
then
there was a creepy old lady who gave out popcorn balls.
Oh, yeah.
The creepy
and I think
old
that's,
lady.
I mean, who's going to ever eat something? I mean, I need to know who it comes from.
Yeah.
That's gross. You never know if you're going to find a toenail in there or anything.
Ah!
This survey, by the way, of children ages 6 to 11 said they prefer chocolate candy 2-1 over candy that doesn't contain any chocolate. If they were given a lot of candy, they would share some with their family. 66% said they would share with their family. 64% said they'd share with their friends. 26% said they'd give some to their teacher. 7% said they'd keep it all for themselves. And 2% said they didn't really know what to do with all of the candy that they got. And again, this is very American. This whole thing, Halloween and candy and all that stuff. If you look into the history of Halloween, the whole business of haunted houses, there's so many crazy things that have come out of this quote-unquote holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And in America today, it's become a very expensive ritual.
Okay, I think I told you guys last week, you know, my dad had this house damage, and so he's in a rental house in this new neighborhood.
Right.
And his neighbors have gone absolutely insane decorating everything. I mean, it looks like a Halloween museum across the street from his house.
Mm-hmm.
So he had heard this rumor that people bust their kids into this neighborhood for trick-or-treating, so he asked one of his friends who grew up there how much candy he should have, and the guy said, you need enough for 1,100 kids.
What?
Good.
1,100 kids.
Turn the lights out.
That's enough to bring
the
mob.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
Forget
crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, so he might just, I told him to turn the lights off and leave. That's terrible.
But he's got all that candy I helped him bring in the house last week.
Yeah, and I counted it. He's got 300 pieces, so he needs, you know, four times as much candy to survive on Halloween. Jeez. Yeah.
I was working in the lab late one night. Don't forget to dress your children in bright clothing. Your masks don't block. You give the children masks. That's cool. A lot of the Charlie Sheen mask is number one.
Yeah, I'm going to dress my 7-year-old as Charlie Sheen.
Little Charlie Sheen shows up at my door.
Some people are showing up. And he got a PC license that, so he's getting a piece of
block
of masks.
That would actually be funny for a 7-year-old.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
As long as they said winning after you gave them candy.
Thank you.
Winning.
Stay in groups. Don't have the children go out. There's got to be a chaperone. Stay away from the... I mean, all of these things, aren't they? You'd like to think this stuff was common sense.
I'll give you one that we had a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Test the costumes out before and make sure that there's no costume malfunctions.
Yeah.
Because my son's Halloween, like 2 years ago, was absolutely traumatized because the pants kept falling down when he would try to run with his friends. They all run from house to house. So of course these cheap costumes, you know, and he's like, okay, so he was like all just like depressed because he couldn't keep up with his friends and stuff like that. So every year we put the costume on and let him run around like crazy in it, make sure that it holds up and if there's any adjustments that need to be made.
Really?
And also make sure that the costume is big enough, if you're over here on the East Coast with us or in the Midwest, that they can wear something warm underneath. Because if you get it too tight, they won't be able to wear, like, sweatpants, long johns, jacket, whatever it is underneath, so that they have to wear it over top of their costume, and that's no fun.
It is National Magic Day, Frankenstein Day, let's see here, Knock Knock Day, National Knock Knock Joke Day. Knock Knock, Roberta.
Who's there?
Goblin.
Goblin who?
Goblin, your candy will make my tummy ache.
Okay, I got one.
Okay,
Dougie,
what?
Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo.
Don't cry, it's only me.
And this was the anniversary of the War of the Worlds first being on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Right? 1938?
Yeah.
People, not many people are still around remember that, but there are lots of replays of that radio. And then the Tom Cruise movie that was out, what, about 10 years ago? How long ago was that produced, that movie? I think it was War
no
of the
idea.
Worlds.
Probably not 10
7,
years.
8 years, something like
yeah.
that.
And speaking of trick-or-treat, we know that we were tricked this weekend to really bad weather, and I'm looking at, once again, a revision of the AccuWeather.com winter forecast.
Don't even bother. It's going to be wrong.
Well, that's what they're talking about, the statistics. Remember, La Nina, sometimes El Nino, but this year it's Lonoco or something. What is it? Nothing. What is it?
Right.
There's no influence from either La Nina or
El Nino.
El Nino. So that means everything is kind of crazed.
It's called Save Your Jobbo.
What is it? El Nocho or something, wasn't it? We talked about that a month or so ago. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, though.
Yeah, something from New York. Anyway, so there's lots of stuff
Instead
going
of
on.
La Nina or El Nino, they're just going to have another 53 Buick with a bunch of Cubans trying to get
yes.
it.
That's it. Help yourself. Speaking of helping yourself, I've been talking today about the CC Radio SWP. It's a pocket radio. I'm looking at the instruction manual for this thing, and it is like the radio, very small. It's the features of this thing. It has a power sleep button, a tuning knob that lights up. It's very easy. One of the things that I find most objectionable with a lot of these clock radios is you can't set the alarm. It's a pain in the you-know-what to set the alarm. Not so with this. And what I like about C-Crane is they make everything very easy for you to understand, even though the radios themselves are super easy to understand just looking at them. But you can get all of the information. This thing has so many little doodads on it, Richie.
We like doodads.
Yeah, you know, it does. It has lots of little toys, if you will. It's the CC Radio. It's the best for its size.
It's just a quality
very
instrument.
Much so.
It really is. I mean, it's not some cheap Radio Shack Walmart radio. This is quality.
You don't want to buy
it. When you turn the tuner knob, it just feels
like
nice.
Like quality.
Yeah,
yep.
It really does.
And they're very expensive. This is only $49.95. And you get a free LED flashlight with your order. So call C-Crane now, 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. See all of the C-Crane radios online at ccradio.com. Or give them a call. Request a free catalog. They'll do that for you as well. Try the radios from the world's greatest radio company, C-Crane, 800-522-8863.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com. www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstring sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Waterboy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Waterboy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Waterboy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
La 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 la. I was just thinking, looking through the list of all of the songs that we have here, how many of them you actually will hear or other stories. For example, there's a new song this year, Roberta, called The 12 Days of Halloween. On the first day of Halloween, my true love gave to me an owl in a dead tree. On the second day of Halloween, my true love gave to me two trick-or-treaters and an owl in a dead tree. On the third day of Halloween, my true love gave to me three black cats, two trick-or-treaters, and an owl in a dead tree. On the fourth day of Halloween, my true love gave to me four skeletons, three black cats, two trick-or-treaters, and an owl in a dead tree. On the fifth day of Halloween, my true love gave to me five scary spooks, four skeletons, three black cats, two trick-or-treaters, and an owl in a dead tree.
Let's do it again.
Excuse me? Hi. Roberta is one of those people that are too old to go trick-or-treating, Richie.
I'm too old. Yeah. You're never too old to trick-or-treat.
Here are some of the signs that you're too old to go trick-or-treating. You get winded from knocking on the door.
Hello?
You have a child chewing the candy for you.
Eat this little boy.
You ask for high-fiber light candy.
Got anything with laxatives in it?
When someone drops a candy bar on your bag, you lose your balance and fall over.
I was looking for... Never mind.
And people say to you when you knock on the door, hey, that's a great Keith Richards mask, and you're not wearing a mask.
That's my face.
When the door opens, you yell, trick or... You avoid going to houses with steps. Have to carefully choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece. By the end of the night, you have a bag full of restraining orders. That's how you know you're too old for a trick or treating. There you go. All right, so we have managed to hopefully get your attention properly focused on Halloween. Don't forget the Queen of Cheap items, Chili's, Walgreens, and some more. Check all that out. It is the Queen of Cheap box, along with other helpful info there provided as a public service from DougStefan.com.
I never seem to know what you are thinking.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Scarier than a haunted house on Halloween, a massive snowstorm just before Halloween. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Dating back to when records started being kept in 1869, there had never been an October day when as much as an inch of snow fell in Central Park, New York City, until this past Saturday, when nearly 3 inches of snow fell on Manhattan. And that was nothing compared to what other areas across the Northeast were hit with, up to 2 feet of snow in some places, with millions of people still without power. The repairs and cleanup continued today. At least 8 people, possibly more, have been killed in storm-related incidents, including highway accidents, trees falling into homes. Maine, Massachusetts, and New Jersey officials say they don't expect utility service to return to normal for several days. Connecticut officials say it could be over a week before things normalize. Public schools will be closed in parts of Connecticut and New Jersey today. Here's how some folks across the Northeast reacted to this freak snowstorm and how they dealt with it.
I'm a little bummed that it's Halloween, like the weekend before Halloween, but I'll tough it out.
Unexpected. I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
My wife went all the way home with the kids. Right before she pulled in the driveway, all the power went down. So then I went to my aunt's house because there wasn't enough room. She went there with the kids, and then my aunt lost power.
And this New Yorker said the winter weather in autumn will have an effect on something he's doing today.
Oh, it affects my Halloween plans, though, because this year I'm going to be Santa Claus for Halloween.
Hey, for some, all you could do is make jokes. For others, it was no joke. Just north of New York City, more than 60 passengers were trapped aboard a train for several hours as debris from the storm was cleared from the rails, and you had about 200 passengers aboard a JetBlue flight trapped on a plane that sat on a tarmac for more than 7 hours at Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut on Saturday. The good news for those living in the Northeast, seasonable weather with temperatures in the 50s ahead this week with no snowstorms in sight. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a basically flat day last Friday for the market. Trading was choppy, the Dow finishing 23 points higher to 12,231, S&P up a fraction, NASDAQ lost a point, oil prices fell 64 cents a barrel, finishing up at $93.32. A new CBS New York Times poll showing Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain leading the pack. Cain with 25% of support among Republican primary voters, Mitt Romney second with 21%. Cain telling CBS's Face the Nation there's a reason why he is at the top of the polls.
I believe that I'm doing so well because I'm connecting with the people.
Well, it looks like Herman Cain is being connected to accusations of sexual harassment, citing multiple sources, political reports that at the time Cain headed the National Restaurant Association in the 90s, at least two female workers told top association officials and fellow employees that Cain engaged in inappropriate sexually suggestive behavior. No doubt we'll be hearing more about this in the days to come. Business at the box office this past weekend.
You may know my name, but you do not know the legend.
The 3D animated Shrek spinoff, Puss in Boots, number one with $34 million this past weekend. And finally, back to the fact, today is Halloween. Some Halloween safety reminders, things we should all know. Kate Carr is CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide. She has some suggestions for moms and dads.
We'd like parents to talk to their kids about safe behavior on Halloween, whether it's how you cross the street or what kind of costume you wear.
Let's talk about those costumes, Kate.
Take an extra special look at your kids to make sure that they're not wearing a mask, their clothes aren't baggy, their shoes are tied, and they're not carrying a sharp object.
And if you're driving tonight, don't forget about this.
On Halloween, it's as important for drivers to be careful about kids as it is for kids to be careful about drivers.
There you go. Remember all of that, and you and your children will have a safe and happy Halloween. I'm David Weiss. All right, that's enough. That's enough. And that's the news that matters.
O'Reilly. 1 in 5 collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.